My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Wednesday! Chunky's back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond. We appreciate you listening to us on either 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app, or you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, August 7th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Got to get your mic on.
Hello, hello.
There you are.
Good morning.
And look who's back. It's Johnny Cake Sawville.
Yeah, I'm back. Good morning. Hello, everybody.
Buddy?
Yep.
Feeling did you have it? The Bitcoin stock market fever? We're trying to figure it out.
It did make me laugh when I saw somebody said that I had Bitcoin fever yesterday. And not in a good way. Not in a celebratory way. No, I actually had like a real fever. I was in like a fever state yesterday and or the night before. And yeah, I feel better now.
What was the highest temperature you tickled?
100.7.
That's not bad.
I mean, it's not like go to the hospital fever, but it's definitely a fever. Definitely a fever.
No, it's enough. It upsets your equilibrium. You feel terrible. Believe me, I've been there.
Pathetic and lethargic.
Believe me, I've been there.
All of those things.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I was a full blown just slug. Like yeah. I didn't do much of anything. Like
good.
At the end of the day, I took a walk around the block with my wife with our dog. But that's very it's short. It might be a half mile, maybe three quarters of a mile. It's really nothing. But when you've basically sat inside all day and just been guzzling like Gatorade Zeros to stay hydrated and just try to feel better, it's something. It's getting out of the house.
It's so hot, though. I don't know that my day was that different than you. Now, in the evening, I had some activities, and I went out, and I took my kid to the playground and that sort of thing.
Right.
But once I got home, it's so hot outside and muggy.
Dude, I played golf yesterday, and I didn't know if I was going to make it. By the time, like, I have a whole routine, and I chip some, I putt some. I go to range. By the time I got into the range to hit a few balls, I was completely drenched in sweat.
Yeah,
wiped out. I drank 7 or 8 water bottles, 2 Gatorades, and I peed 0 times.
Oh,
I was still parched. I couldn't get enough liquid.
Mm-hmm.
It was unreal yesterday. And then I think a storm came in, right? I think it rained while I was sleeping. I know my wife and daughters were at were in Philly last night for the Zach Bryan concert, and they luckily did get it in, but they didn't get home till about, well, they didn't get back to their hotel in Philly till like 1:30. Got suspended for like 2 hours. They're just standing on the concourse, just waiting. That's some people brutal. Were about to leave.
So the concert was suspended for 2 hours.
Well,
and
somebody
they stuck
from
around?
Somebody there from the promotions department said that when this happens, don't go anywhere. I said, right. They always come out.
Sure.
They might not come out till one or two. They'll come out when there's a window of opportunity.
Probably because the artist doesn't want to have to come back to the city.
Yeah, they don't want
to
come back.
Refund
they don't want refunds.
Everybody.
Right. And so my oldest daughter was ready to leave, but then when she heard that, so they hung in there and they got to see a full concert.
They stuck it out. Good for them.
Yeah, but didn't get back to their hotel till like 1:30. That's a long ass. It started, by the way, at 5:30. The doors open at 5:30.
Nightmare.
That's a nightmare Disaster. For me. That's a nightmare for me.
Yeah. Course.
Yeah. But yeah, the heat was unreal yesterday. I don't know why it felt that way.
Just punishing.
Well, yeah. It's just a time of year. It's been like this for a couple of weeks now. I remember both times that I came back from vacation. When I came back from the Outer Banks, which was in June, Outer Banks was, you know, not cool, but it was like upper 80s, and I came back here and it was close to 100.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then the same thing when I got back from Bahamas.
Right.
Get back here and it's just, I mean, wasn't it last week they were saying with the heat index, it was close to 110?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that heat index was yesterday, but oh my God, it was slaughtering me.
Yeah.
But
I felt it. I need to mow my lawn at some point. I just keep kicking the can down the road. It's not really growing.
Right.
But it looks a little nubs. It needs probably one more mow before
you can fully kill it.
Nah, I mean it's pretty yellow in spots.
Yeah, despite that.
And there's weeds in spots, but it looks good from across the street. If you're across the street, you go, man, that's a good lawn. Then you get close to it and you see how nubby it is. But you can kind of if there's a nice mow, then it looks really good.
My guys come every week. They don't care if it's yellow. They don't care if it has to. Yeah. Like
they're getting their money.
They're there like clockwork.
That's why I feel
Tuesday
justified.
Because
I see the next door neighbor and there's a landscaping company that does two lawns within about 8 yards. And they have the big riding mower.
Sure. Yeah.
And I see them come down the street. And I'm like, what are they doing? That grass isn't growing. And that guy's got to pay. So I feel like I'm saving money every time. Although every once in a while, I'm tempted to just go, hey, add my lawn into the mix.
It's called a lazy life leak, JP.
It's a lazy life leak.
It's been a life leak for me for 20 plus years, but.
Because what do you give them in a month? Like this month, you probably didn't even need to mow it once.
No, I pay them for 4 visits because they come once a week.
How much is that?
It's $30 or $35 a visit.
But that's nothing.
Yeah, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah, it's pretty. Cheap. It's the best money I've spent over the 20 plus years I've owned the house.
Because
I haven't had to go out and mow the yard once.
Well, you're allergic or you've got you've got some sort of reaction with grass.
It's not worth it to me. I don't like doing it.
When you used to have to mow your lawn as a kid because your dad made you
mow.
Did you have to use a mask?
No, of course not. JP,
you probably should have.
Probably should have, but I mean, that's the 80s. Nobody's
every once in a while, you'll see somebody mowing the lawn with a mask.
And sure, that makes sense. If it helps you and like it reduces your allergies.
Because you had asthma too, right?
A
little bit.
Slight case
I remember you as a kid having an inhaler.
I've outgrown it. I've evolved, JP. It's I'm happy to stroke that check or write the Venmo every month to the guy for showing up.
Well, I don't even know what we pay, but I do know that there's like once or twice a year they do the mulch. There's other things that you do. It ends up being more per week than you think.
They got to look for other angles because your grass isn't growing.
Yeah, they do like trimming. They trim your bushes. That's another whatever. It's always something. My problem is the in-between is like let's say they mow, I think on Fridays they mow mine.
Yeah.
Let's say about like Monday, it looks earthy because it rained a lot.
Sure.
And now I got to wait another 4 days.
Right.
That's where I get bitter.
That's fine. I just know it's coming on Tuesday. If it looks terrible on Sunday, I'm like, they'll be here in a couple days.
Right.
I don't sweat it.
Right. Well, Valdez, I took your recommendation by the end of the evening after I came home, made myself a nice old fashioned. I went sober for 2 days. I watched Dirty Pop.
Oh.
Yeah. Watch Dirty Pop.
I can't wait for your review. Did you watch it all? Because there's three parts.
Yes. All but the last 4 minutes. Okay. Finally, I had to go to bed. It was like 10:40. Yeah, I mean, it was great. A little. Sometimes I felt like it was a little slow at times. About, listen, I get it. The guy was like Bernie Madoff. I didn't need all the sad song stories about all the money he was hemorrhaging for people. I got it. He was a Ponzi scheme guy.
Yeah, they just wanted to highlight the victims.
I wanted more footage of the boy banders. I wanted more footage of like Britney.
Didn't you find it riveting?
I totally enjoyed it. Knocked out 3 episodes.
What platform is it on?
It's on Netflix. Okay. It's called Dirty Pop.
It's all about Lou Pearlman.
Yeah.
But the most interesting thing I thought at the very end. So this guy, you know, I think you may even have known if you followed these. You probably didn't. But, you know, his company was called Transatlantic, whatever, Airlines or whatever. Uh-huh. The best nugget was at the very end when they all are like, yeah, I never saw him on one freaking plane. I never saw a transatlantic plane. And there was this photo of a transatlantic plane, and it's taking off in an airport, right? Like a big 747. And turns out, at the end, they say, yeah, that was just a guy holding a model plane at an airport, and they cut off his hand to make it look like... And it did. It looked like a plane was taken off at an airport.
Super deep fake.
It was, oh, my God. The guy was a brilliant forgery guy.
Yeah.
He could like draw his own seals.
That's like people that like on the internet, you'll see them. It looks like they're looking out of like a plane window.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they zoom out and it's a guy with like a Tide bottle. He's shooting through like the handle of the Tide bottle. And there's like a little tiny picture of, I don't know, the Grand Canyon or whatever you're flying over. And it legitimately looks like the guy's on an airplane for the first like 20 seconds that you're looking at it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, the guy's just shooting through a handle of a detergent bottle.
This guy's
faking out everybody.
Cakes, this guy was like renting out blimps for advertising.
Okay.
And he was crashing them on purpose to go recoup the insurance money.
That's quite a scam.
No, and he was like,
want to look into that.
He was contracted with like McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like big companies. And then they were like.
Like Jordache.
Yeah. They're all crashing.
He's just suckering them.
Like, what's going on? Why are these blimps all crashing?
Scam artist.
Yeah. And then he was taking that money to pay the NSYNC guys and whatever. I'll tell you,
it was never been a better audio tie-in.
I can't talk, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. They never talked about like the pilots dying or anything.
Is there any chance that Mike Marr knows what this audio is from?
Oh, the humanity!
You know what that is, Mike?
Speeding around here. I can't talk, ladies.
Sounds like
gentlemen.
Someone would be like borderline like moon landing.
Well, you ever heard of the Hindenburg? Do you know what the Hindenburg is?
No,
it was like
too young.
Yeah, I think it was like a world famous blimp that crashed, but because they were using.
They're using some sort of
hydrogen
flammable gas.
Instead of helium.
Yeah, they're using something they shouldn't. It was super flammable. Like a moron knows you're not supposed to do that.
Some idiot went to go for a smoke break.
Yeah.
The entire thing blew up.
See, you learned something on the show today, Mike Marr.
Isn't there only like 5 blimps left in the world?
I have no idea how many blimps are left in the world.
I know I'd never get one.
I'm going to go over the 5, though. That sounds like a very low number.
5 blimps sounds like my college resume.
Well done, Melodies. I like that.
But did you? I didn't realize like he would that the factory that he had.
I didn't realize there were so many bands. Right. I didn't know that band Natural.
Yeah, I knew about NSYNC. I knew about Backstreet Boys.
You knew about O-Town,
and I knew about O-Town.
Yeah,
but I didn't know he had his hand in so many band pots.
Right. I mean, honestly, it was a pretty good deal. The problem is he was just a complete fraud and he just never had the dough that he presented himself.
No, the problem was he needed validation from record companies, so he bent over backwards.
He gave him a terrible deal.
And he gave a terrible deal for himself and for the kids, and the record label just got to take everything.
Right.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Record labels actually sound worse than working in radio.
Oh,
like it sounds scummier than radio.
Oh, they will whore you.
Which is a hard thing to do.
Yeah, you got to sign your soul over.
Right.
And you're so happy that you quote unquote made it.
Right.
And that someone has any kind of interest in your career that you're probably willing to sign anything that's put in front of you.
That's why most bands now, man, I think they would be very hesitant to sign some seven album deal.
I forget who it was. Maybe it was Brian, but the realization that they had when they were 14, 15 years old, 16, when they cut him a check for $10,000,
mm-hmm.
and they got this $10,000 check, and this 16-year-old is going, "Holy crap, I'm rich!
Never seen 10K.
Never seen this before." And then his buddy goes, "He goes, well, how much did you make a year at Outback?"
Right,
and then all of a sudden it hit him.
It was like,
and he goes, "Holy crap, this isn't what I think it is."
Right, right. They had a realization.
Yeah,
they had to come to Jesus. They had to come to Jesus moment.
Yeah, no, it was very interesting. Right up my alley.
Highly recommend it, especially if you're anywhere between 37 and 57.
Well, I'm falling that age range, so I will give it a spin.
I thought about clicking it on last night, but I clicked on Unstable, Rob Lowe's show, which I think is in the second season.
I watched the first season of that with my wife.
Is that like
a comedy?
It's a comedy. Okay.
He plays an aloof billionaire, I guess, is what you'd say. Mm-hmm. And his son's on the show. I saw him and his son pimping the show, and I checked it out. It's okay.
It's decent. It's not must watch by any stretch.
It's one of those deals where I could walk out of the room and it's still playing and come back and you're fine.
I was torn because I was middle of the first episode of Dirty Pop, you know, the Luke Perlman's thing about the boy bands. And then all of a sudden I was just checking my emails and I got an email from Max saying that the Chicago Bears Hard Knocks was just released. The first episode.
Nice.
I was like, oh, crap.
Gotta watch that.
I gotta watch that too.
Sure. Especially Dirty Pop.
I didn't though. So I'm going to watch it today, I guess. I didn't have enough time.
All right, we will talk NFL throughout the show today as we're getting closer and closer to the preseason. Of course, Commanders kick off on Saturday with their first preseason game previews. We've got Kevin McCarthy to talk movies joining us at 7 o'clock. He saw Trap, which is the serial killer movie, which Cakes the Sun
just thought
was horrible.
Just hammered it.
But we will get a review from Kevin coming up at 7 o'clock. Also, we'll talk some Nats baseball. Their GM, Mike Rizzo, joins us at 9 o'clock here on the...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Junkies.
So the first Wednesday of every month is usually a Cakes Classic night at MGM National Harbor.
Right.
And I thought that was the case heading into yesterday.
You were gearing up. In fact, I think I saw a promo. I just asked you during the break. I saw on Twitter something about the Cakes Classic. Then I went through my head. I was like, yeah, it probably is the first Wednesday of the month.
Yeah, so I texted my guy, Adam, who runs the poker room there. I was like, is my room straight? Are we good to go? Which I usually do, just as like a heads up. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, well, Cakes Classic night. He's like, I thought you were on vacation. I was like, nope, not till next week. There was a miscommunication as to when I was leaving. So no Cakes Classic tonight. Instead, they're running a satellite event for one of the Potomac Poker Open events. I think event number 2. So you can go play in that tonight. The Cakes Classic comes back on August 23rd.
All right.
As part of the Summer Potomac Poker Open at MGM. So no event tonight.
No room for you?
I was mistaken when I tweeted that out. And then I had to backtrack and retweet something else to the effect that no event on Wednesday, just to let everybody know, just to clear that up.
But you could still go?
I could still go, yes, that is correct.
And others that want to go and just degen it up, there's still going to be plenty of opportunities.
The place will be packed. The sports book will be packed.
So many cards in the air. Are you kidding? Every night of the year.
Right.
It's just madness, and I love it.
All right, let's open up the Junkies sports page, fill you in on what's going on in the sports world. It is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. You need a quick burst of energy? How about grabbing a Don't Sleep Energy shot? You get steady energy and long-lasting focus. How about sipping on a refreshing 12-ounce can? Find both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. You can use the promo code Junkies. You'll get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
Do you think I'm not going to pop a Don't Sleep Energy shot right as I take off to South Carolina at about 4:45 Saturday morning? I definitely am. It's going to be right there. Right there in my cup holder.
Yep.
Ready to rock.
So if you've been watching the Olympics and you watch the basketball team, Joel Embiid gets booed much every time he touches the ball. And he's played poorly up until yesterday. They started the quarterfinals and the Americans just crushed Brazil 122-87.
Now,
led by Joel Embiid.
Is part of this booing stemming from Barkley's criticism?
No, I think it has to do with him potentially playing for France.
Right, he could play for France, U.S., and is he from Cameroon?
I believe so.
Am I getting the country correct?
I think it is Cameroon.
Yeah, he could play for one of three countries. And
Okay, yeah. Got it.
So 12 minutes in the first half, he had 14 points with 7 rebounds. Now, Brazil was 1-2. To qualify for the quarterfinals, they were the worst team, I think, to make the quarterfinals. But the Americans handled them. LeBron James did get hurt. He took an elbow to the head right above his eye, which was bleeding, but he should be fine.
Did you see the funny slash awkward moment that LeBron had?
I did. So the crowd started cheering really loudly. And LeBron thought it was about him, and he kind of waved his hands.
Yeah. He's going like this.
He's acknowledging the
crowd. It almost looks like he's putting on like a crown. Yeah. He's crowning himself.
Okay.
But it was for another athlete.
Oh, it was for the French swimmer, yes. Leon Marchand. He got gold. And so crowd, he stood up in the crowd, and the crowd
that
just
is
went,
awkward.
Went kind of nutso for their hometown gold medalist.
By the way, I do have something in common with LeBron James. We suffered the same basketball injury at some point. Back in the day, definitely playing at the South Bowie Rec, somebody came along with a razor-sharp elbow and clipped your boy right above the eye. I was bleeding like a pig and took 2 or 3 stitches. LeBron and I are basically the same.
Yeah. Cakes? I have a scar right here from an elbow.
Thank you.
Playing basketball.
That's what happens when manly men go down on the block and in the paint and try to get rebounds.
I think I needed 12 stitches.
Sometimes guys get you with those elbows.
Was that when you were checking KD?
No, this was post KD.
Yeah, I wasn't playing anybody near the level of KD. Trust me, the South Bowie Rec Center.
Well, maybe you were facing Brian Green. He was a rec center legend.
Possibly. I don't know. I don't know who I was facing.
You could shoot.
Shout out to Brian Green.
Pwned my Charlotte Hornets t-shirt. Blood everywhere.
So much blood.
Next
that
up,
little area gets so much blood.
Yeah. Next up for the Americans, they face Serbia. Serbia survived a scare against Australia. They were losing by 20 in the first half, but they came back to win that game. Of course, Serbia led by Nikola Jokic, three-time NBA MVP. But the Americans have played them twice and handled them pretty easily, so they should be fine there. Yesterday, some of the big stories for the Americans. Cole Hocker
won
the 1500.
I followed him in the prelims or whatever it was, or the qualifying a few weeks ago. And so it's kind of interesting. I missed the final, but he won, right?
Yes, and it came down to the end with his kick.
Yeah,
and we have the audio here.
Kessler wants in on the conversation. Ingebrigtsen, Cole Hocker on the inside. He gives him a little shove, and Cole goes by. Here comes Josh Kerr on the outside. All the talking is over. The world champion is in front, but Cole Hocker's not there with yet. Cole Hocker wins gold.
Wow.
He upsets the favorites. It's gold for the USA.
He's kind of known for that kick, I guess. How much did he beat him by? It wasn't like
0.14 seconds.
0.14. Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't 0.005, but 0.14. I mean, it's like that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He was in fifth, but he pulled to first in the final 300 meters to beat his personal best by more than 3 seconds.
Right.
So, that pretty amazing.
He strikes me as a guy that our pal Chris Farley has probably known about for like the last five or 8 years.
Probably boys with him.
And all of us are just late to the party.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that adrenaline, though? You're running in that track and it's going nuts.
And the Americans also got a bronze. I don't know how to pronounce the guy's name.
Was it the African-American guy?
Yes. Jared Negusi.
Yeah. He's
Negusi.
Pretty good. But he didn't have that kick that Hocker has.
Apparently not.
Yeah. So that was big. Gabby Thomas won the 200 meters.
How did Lyles do? Did they have his 200 meters yet?
I don't know if they've had the finals yet.
He qualified for the finals, though?
Yes.
All right.
And then the Americans are just taking care of business. They've got the most medals. I'm not sure if they have the most golds.
They don't. I don't think they do. I think China might actually have more golds, possibly.
But there was a wrestler, Amit Allure, female wrestler, who won a gold medal for the Americans as well. So those were kind of the big Olympic stories. Also, this was just something that kind of went viral, which was interesting. So they're not surfing in France.
No,
right? Which is a weird kind of bit. The Olympics are in France, but you've got all the surfers in Tahiti, which is 10,000 miles away.
I'd have a hard time finding it on a map, I'll be honest. It's somewhere in the South Pacific, but
I have no idea.
Sure, exactly where it is.
I would just look for Hawaii and imagine it's close to Hawaii.
That's the first thing I would do.
Right.
Yeah.
A whale crashed the surfing event.
So what does that mean? Did they have to cancel it? Did they have to pause?
Whale breached the water during the women's shortboard surfing. I didn't know that there was two different events for surfing.
How would you know?
So there's shortboard surfing.
Uh-huh.
But apparently everybody was unfazed.
No big deal. They're used to that kind of thing.
I don't know. Freak me out.
I mean, it was way out in the distance. I mean, look at the camera shot. Look how far the whale is out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I bet that whale can make up that ground pretty quick.
Sure. I guess so. But I don't think it's anywhere near like where the competition was happening.
When we were at the Outer Banks, there was kind of an incident in the middle of the week where all of a sudden you look out there and there were a couple guys. I don't know what the appeal of this is, where you stand on the boat with the paddle. Whatever that is.
Paddleboarding,
yeah.
I don't know what the appeal of that is.
I've done it once. I think
it's allegedly a good workout. I don't know.
Maybe it's a great workout.
Couldn't tell you.
It looks butt boring to me. I have zero interest in it, and it looked hard. Like, why would I want to do that? I'd rather just sit here and drink a beer.
It's not super easy.
So there were like three people out there, and then all of a sudden, there was like a big to-do, and everyone's standing up, and then the lifeguard... One of the ladies is talking, like, and the lady just says it's one of the moms. She was like in her 60s or 70s because they were maybe in their 30s or 40s. And the mom just got nervous. She's like, they're too far out.
Right.
They're and they were way out there. Mm-hmm. And so the other lifeguard, he had to get down and he got his big old surfboard. And my brother actually said to him, "You're bitter, aren't you?" And he goes, "Well, yeah." And he had to haul ass and go all the way out there,
yep,
just to make sure they were okay. And they were perfectly fine.
Sure.
But the parents were just freaking out. The older parents were freaking out that they were so far out there. And then he kind of escorted them back. They didn't have to come back.
Yeah.
But they, I guess, you know, to calm their parents, they came back.
It's weird. At the beach, there's always some person that just wants to see how far out they can go.
They just want to test
on a raft, swimming, on a paddleboard.
I'm not that guy. I'll go out a decent amount, but I'm not testing
the limits. Or she just like, they like to push the limits.
They were way out there, but they were fine. There was another guy. I've never seen this before. He came with, all of a sudden, out of nowhere. We're just sitting there, out of nowhere. A guy just walks past me with a massive, massive, it was probably like 3 feet, whatever, blow-up mattress strapped to his back. Okay? A blow-up mattress. Okay. They probably got a Walmart or something.
White trash.
It was an air mattress. Huge thing. Yeah. And he just walked to the edge of the water.
Yeah.
Threw it on the edge of the water, and he just jumped on it. And he didn't even get out into it. Just, I mean, for all I know, he's in Connecticut. It just blew him down the side. He was just laying on it. And it was so dumb. He never actually got anywhere. Just he was right on the line of the water and the shore. Huh. And it just kind of pushed him down.
It was a fail by him. Big fail.
I mean, has anybody ever seen that before?
Never.
I've never seen that. I mean, what was the idea? Was he hoping that he was going to get out there?
I think the days of people bringing like inflatable rafts to the ocean are pretty much over. I just don't see it anymore.
Even a raft. That was a mattress.
But even like bringing like just a blow up raft into the ocean, I just don't see it anymore.
It has to be a place where you don't have huge waves.
Maybe.
Like there's some, I know in Puerto Rico, there's a beach where in that particular spot, there are no waves.
Yeah.
So that would be like a perfect spot.
Yeah, but
to have
current,
an inflatable raft.
The current would take you wherever.
Yeah.
There's almost no current. It's almost like a lake.
Well, this was like, I guess if it's a current, it was just taking you to the left.
Right.
I'd be bitter if I get on my raft and all of a sudden I got a 30-minute beach nap in and right. I wake up and I'm 10 blocks down.
Oh, yeah.
Or you're deep in the ocean.
Miles away. He never got out into the real part of the water. He was just right there on the where the water breaks. You know what I mean? I don't know.
We'll have Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, join us coming up at 9 o'clock. They get a win yesterday, 11-5 over the Giants.
They got a ton of hits yesterday. Oh my
James
God.
James Wood. Homers has a triple.
4 runs scored.
Yep. His home run. Did you see the pitch?
I did.
It's up by like his neck.
The 15
super
hits.
High pitch that he took.
I think it was
yard.
I think it was Abrams.
That was Abrams.
Abrams took the one that was super high.
Oh, it was Abrams?
Yeah. Yes. And then Wood hit a shot basically in the red porch.
Yeah. I think it was 400.
And I saw your boy Jackson Holliday had another one, right? Did I see 3-6 games?
Yeah, he had his third homer, but
they lost and they also suffered an injury, which is troubling because they've had a lot of pitcher injuries. Grayson Rodriguez, their 24-year-old pitcher, has a lat discomfort, which is not good. They've already lost 3 starting pitchers this season. So we'll see what happens with Grayson. I think they're a half game back of the Yankees now.
Are you panicking over there or no?
The team is not a World Series team.
Oh, you've lost a little of your zeal.
Maybe they'll make some noise in the playoffs, but this team's very flawed. They can't score with runners in scoring position. They rely too much on the long ball. They had bases loaded at the top of the eighth. They're down. They can only manufacture 1 run out of that. The bullpen is awful. Soto just couldn't get out of the inning. Hyde relies a little too much on analytics, maybe. And he mismanages the bullpen, mismanages the lineup. The team has a lot of flaws.
Man, he's just ticking them off over there. Mm.
All that said, they're just a half game back of the Yankees.
Maybe look at
the American
maybe
League.
Flaws. I mean, trust me, it's a good flaw to have. I mean, they're half game out from first place in the AL East. But if they make it to the playoffs, I don't know if they would get past an ALCS.
They didn't get a super top of the line pitcher in free agency. They got a couple guys who have had moments.
But there was zero top of the line pitchers. Yeah. So I mean, they probably got the best pitcher available during the trade period.
It's okay. Here's why. Thursday, September 5th, your Ravens take the field. And then that's going to soften the blow of whatever happens with the Orioles. You're going
to
worry less about it.
Yeah, but he still wants them to win a World Series.
I would want them to win a World Series. I'm rooting for the team to win a World Series.
I know you are.
I'm not going to. When football season starts, I'm not going to forget about the Orioles.
I know you're not going to abandon the Orioles. I'm just telling you it's going to be a welcome distraction.
It's just the inside indicates.
Things start falling
apart. The rest of the world shuts down when football starts.
I mean, I'm pretty much right. I'm pretty much correct.
I will be still watching every game.
Yeah.
Even during football season. You know what? I might watch the Orioles over
the
Monday Night Football.
How dare you? First of all, it's Thursday Night Football.
Well, I'm saying
this is a shocking revelation. You're gonna watch the Orioles over Ravens Chiefs, the opener of the
Ravens
season?
Not Ravens Chiefs, but just a random NFL game on Amazon Prime or Monday Night Football or Thursday Night Football.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But if push comes to shove, Ravens and Orioles play at the same time, you're going to watch the Ravens just because it's fewer games, right? They have more importance.
I would put two TVs up.
Yeah.
Come on. This is 2024.
All right.
I mean,
all right. Okay.
I'm not hitting the previous channel button.
Right.
I'm a real man. If this is 2024, I will have two TVs up.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
All right. Got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll be right back. So the Arizona Cardinals probably haven't been filling the stadium like they've wanted to the last couple seasons because they've sucked.
Mm-hmm. They've been bad.
4-13, two straight seasons. And I guess they're trying to spice things up for the people that actually come to the game. And if you've seen the picture, I'll put it up on our Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. Give us a follow there. They've come up with something which may or may not attract people to the stadium in the concession stand. A cotton candy burrito.
Looks honestly brutal. I'm a sugar guy. I'm all sugar all the time.
Again, I'm cotton candy expert here.
That looks brutal.
Can you describe, is it wrapped inside of a cotton candy shell? Is that okay?
Yes.
So the burrito outer layer is blue cotton candy.
Yeah, the tortilla is like almost like sheeted cotton candy.
It almost looks like insulation that you roll in your attic, but it's cotton candy instead of fiberglass. So yeah, how much are they charging for said cotton candy burrito?
Burrito.
Do we have a price?
Sorry, I'm trying to get it up on our Instagram page. It looks like there are two versions. You could probably flip it, right? You could have the blue cotton candy burrito, or you could have the pink cotton candy burrito.
Pink is the OG cotton candy color.
Yes.
From what I know.
That's the classic.
The classic, yes.
Is that what you sold more of?
It's a good question. Probably yes. Probably sold more of the pink cotton candy than the blue cotton candy.
Did you sell them side by side, or did you take out a pink palette one time, then you take out the blue palette the next time? It's been years since you sold cotton candy.
You're really testing my cotton candy memory. Probably would take out like a palette of pink and a palette of blue. I think kids would, they definitely had a preference for pink over blue.
That's very vomit-inducing, the picture of it.
It's just gross.
What's stuffed inside?
I mean, from the looks of it, it looks like, from what I can tell, there are Skittles inside. There are sprinkles that you would put on like an ice cream sundae. There are what appear to be Fruit Loops.
Mm.
I mean, there's just all sorts of things that will just rot your teeth right out inside this candy burrito.
The closest thing I would come to it, and I am a sucker for it, is those, what do they call those? The frog places or whatever, where you go with the ice cream.
Sure. Oh,
Sweet Frog.
Sweet Frog. where you go to one of those ice cream joints, or sure. I guess yogurt.
Frozen yogurt.
And then you just fill it up with gummy bears and chocolate and like crumbled Oreo cookies.
And they try, I
put it all
the
in there.
The Fixins bar.
Oh. Yeah, they have a Fixins bar, and they try to make it semi-healthy, thinking that some people are actually going to put like, they have like, they may offer like, here are chopped nuts, or here are some peanuts. Oh, nobody's going for that. They went straight for the gummy bears and the sprinkles.
Yeah, and the hot fudge. And I'm putting whipped cream on it.
Of course.
I load mine up. Mine was $16 when I put it on the scale.
It weighs so much.
It weighs so much.
That reminded me that Lou Pearlman used to own TCBY's. No, I didn't realize that.
That's going way back.
I also didn't know TCBY stood for the country's best yogurt.
Didn't even know that. I had no idea. Probably should have figured
it out. You make $16 froyos?
I mean. I load it up, man. If I go, I'm going all in.
That's heavy.
Listen, I might go there 3 times a year, but if I go, I go all in.
It's heavy.
I put fudge. I put a little caramel. I make sure I load it up with whipped cream.
Yeah. You're not going halvesies. You're going all in.
And I get those little Korean balls things, or you know, whatever they are. Maybe they're not Korean balls, but they're all these little fruit things. Like,
oh, you're talking
like
about
strawberry balls.
What's in like the bubble tea?
Yeah, it looks like that. Yeah. I don't know if it's the same thing.
Okay,
but those little bubble things.
Sure, tapioca bubbles.
Oh, I love the. Well, not necessarily tapioca. They're sweet ones, so they look like cherry or strawberry.
Aren't those things awful for you?
Probably
what? Bubble tea.
Yeah,
I think bubble tea in general.
I couldn't tell you. Bubble tea loaded with sugar. I know that.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried Dippin' Dots? I've never tried
it. Sure, at some point. I'm
ice cream in the future. I've never tried it.
Come on,
why would I try it?
I have multiple children. Of course I've tried Dippin' Dots. How could you not have tried it at some point?
Because I get the real deal. I get real ice cream.
Hold on. You've never been to like a sporting event or like an amusement park and your kids wanted Dippin' Dots at some point? That's never happened?
They may have, but I've never tried.
You didn't try one little wooden spoonful?
I don't think so.
We get them all the time. They're a staple at convention centers.
Yeah.
At like, you know, volleyball tournaments. There'll be a Dippin' Dot vendor.
It's very mediocre.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I've tried it.
Dots.
Maybe I've tried it and forgotten.
It's very gimmicky.
It's just ice cream.
My kids have never been into it.
Yeah.
It looks like fake ice cream. Doesn't even look close.
Yeah, it's the ice cream of the future, don't you know? That's their tagline.
Have you seen the viral videos or whatever about how like drumsticks aren't like real ice cream, or some of the ice cream bars, like you know, you just get like a chocolate ice cream bar.
I saw this like an ice cream ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, and it never melts.
Oh,
it
really?
Basically, it's just because it's fake ice cream.
Yes.
So you're telling me if I
it never disintegrates, it
turned me off from ice cream.
It was the most tilting thing I've seen.
So if I go buy an ice cream sandwich at Harris Teeter today, you're telling me that that's not real ice cream
Some of them. Some of the brands, I guess. The lady would like leave it out for like weeks.
Yeah, she went. She went to dinner and left a ice cream bar.
Okay,
like the regular old OG ice cream bar, where it's like chocolate and vanilla between the two slabs.
Mm-hmm.
And left it out. Got home from dinner, like a 2-hour dinner. Thing hasn't melted once.
Wow.
Left it out.
Didn't realize that.
Left it out overnight.
Okay.
The thing looked like it was
sort of yellow and stuff, but it doesn't really melt.
It almost looked like putty ice cream. Left the box out. None of the ice cream bars in the box melted.
That's weird. That freaks me out a little bit.
It's not real.
It freaked me out.
Yeah.
It makes me question everything I'm eating.
Now, if you tell me that happens with like a Chipwich, I'm really gonna freak out, because a Chipwich, I assume between two delicious chocolate chip cookies is real ice cream.
I haven't had a
Chipwich. How good those are.
In 10 years.
I haven't either, but now I feel like I want one.
Now, I've had those because the ice cream man often has that.
Ice cream man of late?
The ice cream man comes to our pool on occasion.
Oh, okay. I used to do that bit, too, back in the day. I bought literally 1,000 Choco Tacos for my kids when they were growing up.
I actually don't know what those are.
Choco Taco just looks like it. You unwrap it, and it looks like a taco or a quesadilla, but it's loaded with ice cream in the middle, and it's delicious.
Is it like a Nestle Crunch thing?
No, I'd have to look it up online to figure out exactly what's in it.
I can envision it. I'm sure I've seen it. I don't think I've ever ordered it.
Oh, I ordered a bunch of them. I probably sent the ice cream man's kids through college ordering Choco Tacos.
It may be a couple days old, but I just saw on Instagram, my daughter did a food review of Popeye's. Has a chocolate chip muffin now.
Oh, I didn't realize
that.
Are
they known for their muffins or biscuits? I should say biscuits.
Of course they're known for their biscuits. I've never heard of Popeye's offering a muffin, or any sort of breakfast.
Is this a muffin or a biscuit now?
You're confusing me. You're confusing me.
Is what they're selling a biscuit
audience.
Or a muffin? Because those are two totally different things.
They're completely different.
I can't imagine a chocolate chip biscuit.
Now I'm going to have to go to Eats with Kelsey on Instagram.
Now I'm going to have to go to Popeye's menu.
I wouldn't think Popeye's are selling muffins unless they're like cornbread muffins.
Oh, cornbread.
No, it
cornbread.
Says
cornbread in a long
she
time.
Did smack
just
or trash.
Just thinking about food.
You know how good cornbread is if you put a little bit of jalapenos in it?
Oh, I would never
makes
do
a little
that.
Spicy.
Oh, no, you slather it in butter.
Oh,
butter.
You do that,
there's more
too.
Butter. Give me all the butter. You know where I used
maybe
to get
some honey.
It does look
cornbread
like
all the time? Boston Market.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, good luck getting on those anymore.
Those don't, Boston Market's basically not a thing. Yeah,
yeah, they're disappearing.
The Boston Markets back in the day, those were my go-to.
Right next to the Red Lobsters.
Yeah, yeah, bad luck finding a Holy Grail.
Does look like it is a Popeye chocolate chip biscuit.
Chocolate chip biscuit. Okay, that makes sense.
That does? A biscuit over a muffin? A chocolate chip muffin.
Popeye's it does, because they don't do muffins. They do biscuits.
Right, I know they do biscuits, but why would you put a freaking chocolate chip in it?
Because maybe it's delicious. I don't know.
I can't imagine.
I'd have to try it.
I can't imagine.
Again, now I'm intrigued. I'm going to have to buy choco tacos today and a chocolate chip muffin. Bobby hates it because he hates chocolate.
Will somebody deliver us some cornbread today?
Cornbread, so good.
That's a random request.
What about, would you take someone homemade, like, skillet cornbread?
No, I don't want homemade.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I'm a commercial grade.
I'm skittish about homemade.
I know dough. I am, yeah. But I don't know if we're able but to find
think
cornbread
you're
this poisoned? Early.
You no. think there's a market of people that want to poison us?
No,
or
but
something?
I don't know where their dirty ass hands
maybe,
have been.
Very
and
small. Now all we're doing is opening the door for Kevin from Glory Days to come in here with a sheet of cornbread.
Yeah, half eaten
with his
I don't
dirty
want
hands.
If no, you want a random you. Request, you're going for cornbread. I love
well,
and I bring it up
sell
all the time.
Cornbread?
Hush puppies.
Grocery stores.
No, no, but what do you mean?
Grocery stores are like barbecue places would sell cornbread.
Yeah. But like what place at 7 in the morning would have cornbread?
Actually, if there's like a Harris Teeter or Giant.
Yeah, like a grocery store.
And they actually have cornbread that's
100%
already
made,
pre-made.
In the bread section.
But yeah, we
in the
need bread. It hot, though.
We'll have to microwave it.
I don't know what to tell you. Right. I don't know if we can get it fresh hot out of the oven.
Maybe we send Mar out.
Could. We could do that.
Dude, you know, got a craving for cornbread.
Last week, I haven't had cornbread in forever.
We sent Drab and I went out to McDonald's and got the fish filet.
That's right.
Did the in-studio review.
Filet-O-Fish.
Filet-O-Fish.
My man, filet-O-Fish.
You call him fish filet. You're falling into JP's trap, calling him fish filet. You just can't have that.
But, dude, it was surprisingly good. I was talking to my friends about it because, like, no one, I feel like my age has tried a filet-O-Fish or fish filet.
Thank
whatever.
You.
All right, yeah. I'm back
you
on track.
You guys don't, the kids don't order filet-O-Fish?
No, dude, that's what I was saying to Drab. I was like, no offense. That's, I was like, that's like an old person thing. You know what I mean? Like, my grandfather loves them and stuff. Yeah.
Too much tartar sauce, though. Mine, I'm still picking tartar sauce out of my underneath my fingernails.
I don't think there's such a thing as too much
tartar
sauce.
Oh, there was too much. It was a lot.
I was surprised. I liked it. And I thought maybe I would order it again in the future. I'd never had one.
A filet fish?
Never was into
it. They're amazing.
Never had one either.
What are they charging for those these days? What are they, about $6 or something?
Probably.
Yeah, I think they were $6.50 a piece.
Oh, my God. What a ripple.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, we'll talk some movies. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 joins us here on The Junkies. Arizona Cardinals probably haven't been filling the stadium like they wanted to the last couple seasons because they've sucked.
Mm-hmm, they've been bad.
4-13, two straight seasons. And I guess they're trying to spice things up for the people that actually come to the game and if you've seen the picture, I'll put it up on our Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. Give us a follow there. They've come up with something which may or may not attract people to the stadium in the concession stand. A cotton candy burrito.
Looks honestly brutal. I'm a sugar guy. I'm all sugar all the time.
Again, I'm cotton candy expert here.
That looks brutal.
Can you describe, like, is it wrapped inside of a cotton candy shell? Is that okay?
Yes.
So the burrito outer layer is blue cotton candy.
Yeah, the tortilla is like almost like sheeted cotton candy.
It almost looks like insulation that you roll in your attic, but it's cotton candy instead of, you know, fiberglass. So yeah. How much are they charging for said cotton candy burrito? Do we have a price?
Sorry, I'm trying to get it up on our Instagram page. It looks like there are two versions. You could probably flip it, right? You could have the blue cotton candy burrito, or you could have the pink cotton candy burrito.
Pink, and then is the OG cotton candy color.
Yes.
From what I know.
That's
from
back the classic.
The classic, yes.
Is that what you sold more of?
It's a good question. Probably yes. Probably sold more of the pink cotton candy than the blue cotton candy.
Did you sell them side by side, or did you take out a pink palette one time, then you take out the blue palette the next time? It's been years since you sold cotton candy.
You're really testing my cotton candy memory. Probably would take out like a palette of pink and a palette of blue. I think kids would, yeah, they definitely had a preference for pink over blue.
That's very vomit-inducing, the picture of it. Like what's
it's just gross.
What's stuffed inside?
I mean, from the looks of it, it looks like, from what I can tell, there are Skittles inside. There are sprinkles that you would put on like an ice cream sundae. There are what appear to be Fruit Loops. Mm. I mean, there's just all sorts of things that'll just rot your teeth right out inside this candy burrito.
The closest thing I would come to it, and I am a sucker for it, is those what do they call those? The frog places or whatever where you go with the ice cream.
Sure. Oh,
Sweet Frog.
Sweet yeah. Frog. Where you go to one of those ice cream joints or I guess yogurt.
Frozen yogurt.
And then you just fill it up with gummy bears and chocolate and like crumbled Oreo cookies.
And they try, I
put it all in there.
The Fixins bar.
Oh. Yeah, they have a Fixins bar and they try to make it semi-healthy, thinking that some people are actually to put like, they have like, they may offer like, here are chopped nuts, or here are some peanuts. Oh, nobody's going for that. They went straight for the gummy bears and the sprinkles.
Yeah, and the hot fudge. And I'm putting whipped cream on it.
Of course.
I load mine up. Mine was $16 when I put it on the scale.
It weighs so much.
That reminded me that Lou Pearlman used to own TCBY's. No, I didn't realize that.
That's going way back.
I also didn't know TCBY stood for the country's best yogurt.
Didn't even know that. Right. Had no idea. Probably should have figured
you
have it out.
You make $16 froyos.
I mean, I load it up, man. If I go, I'm going all in.
That's heavy.
Listen, I might go there 3 times a year, but if I go all in.
That's heavy.
I put fudge. I put a little caramel. I make sure I load it up with whipped cream.
Yeah. You're not going halvesies. You're going all in.
And I get those little Korean balls things. Whatever they are. Maybe they're not Korean balls, but they're all these little fruit things.
Like, oh, you're talking
like
about
strawberry balls.
What's in like the bubble tea.
Yeah, it looks like that. Yeah. I don't know if it's the same thing.
Okay.
But those little bubble things.
Sure. Tapioca bubbles.
Oh, I love the. Well, not necessarily tapioca. They're sweet ones. So they look like cherry or strawberry.
Aren't those things awful for you?
Probably.
What? Bubble tea?
Yeah.
I think bubble tea in general is.
I couldn't tell you. Bubble tea loaded with sugar. I know that.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried Dippin' Dots? I've never tried
it. Sure, at some point. I'm
ice cream in the future. I've never tried it.
Come on,
why would I try it?
I have multiple children. Of course I've tried Dippin' Dots. How could you not have tried it at some point?
Because I get the real deal. I get real ice cream.
Hold on. You've never been to like a sporting event or like an amusement park and your kids wanted Dippin' Dots at some point? That's never happened?
They may have, but I've never tried it.
You didn't try one little wooden spoonful?
I don't think so.
We get them all the time. They're a staple at convention centers.
Yeah.
At like, you know, volleyball tournaments. There'll be a Dippin' Dot vendor.
It's very
mediocre. Yeah, I mean, maybe I've tried it.
Dots.
Maybe I've tried it and forgotten.
It's very gimmicky.
It's just ice cream.
My kids have never been into it.
Yeah.
It looks like fake ice cream. Doesn't even look close.
Yeah, it's the ice cream of the future, don't you know? That's their tagline.
Have you seen the viral videos or whatever about how like drumsticks aren't like real ice cream, or some of the ice cream bars, like you know, you just get like a chocolate ice cream bar.
I saw this like an ice cream ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, and it never melts.
Oh,
Basically, it's just because it's fake ice cream.
Yes.
So you're telling me if I
it never disintegrates, it
turned me off from ice cream.
It was the most tilting thing I've seen.
So if I go buy an ice cream sandwich at Harris Teeter today, you're telling me that that's not real ice cream
some of them. Some of the brands, I guess. The lady would like leave it out for like weeks.
Yeah, she went. She went to dinner and left a ice cream bar.
Okay,
like the regular old OG ice cream bar, where it's like chocolate and vanilla between the two slabs.
Mm-hmm.
And left it out. Got home from dinner, like a 2-hour dinner. Thing hasn't melted once.
Wow.
Left it out.
Didn't realize. That.
Left it out overnight.
Okay.
The thing looked like it was
yellow and stuff, but it doesn't really melt.
It almost looked like putty ice cream. Left the box out. None of the ice cream bars in the box melted.
That's weird. That freaks me out a little bit.
It's not real.
It freaked me out.
Yeah.
It makes me question everything I'm eating.
Now, if you tell me that happens with like a Chip Witch, Now I'm really going to freak out. Because a chip, right, which I assume between two delicious chocolate chip cookies is real ice cream.
I haven't had a chip those are in 10 years.
I haven't either. But now I feel like I want one.
Now I've had those because the ice cream man often has that.
Ice cream man of late?
The ice cream man comes to our pool on occasion.
Oh, okay. I used to do that bit too back in the day. I bought literally 1,000 Choco Tacos for my kids when they were growing up.
I actually don't know what those are.
Choco Taco just looks like it. You unwrap it, and it looks like a taco or a quesadilla, but it's loaded with ice cream in the middle, and it's delicious.
Is it like a Nestle Crunch thing?
No, I'd have to look it up online to figure out exactly what's in it.
I can envision, and I'm sure I've seen it. I don't think I've ever ordered it.
Oh, I ordered a bunch of them. I probably sent the ice cream man's kids through college ordering Choco Tacos.
It may be a couple days old, but I just saw on Instagram, my daughter did a food review of Popeyes has a chocolate chip muffin now.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Aren't they known
that
for their muffins? Or biscuits? I should say biscuits.
Of course they're known for their biscuits. I've never heard of Popeyes offering a muffin or any sort of breakfast.
Is this a muffin or a biscuit now?
You're confusing me. You're confusing me.
Is what
me
they're selling
the
a biscuit
audience
or a muffin? Because those are two totally different things.
They're completely different.
I can't imagine a chocolate chip biscuit.
Now I'm going to have to go to Eats with Kelsey on Instagram.
Now I'm going to have to go to Popeye's menu.
I wouldn't think Popeye's are selling muffins unless they're like cornbread muffins.
Oh, cornbread.
No, it
says cornbread in a long
time. She did smack
just
or trash.
Just thinking about food.
You know how good cornbread is if you put a little bit of jalapenos in it?
Oh, I would never
makes
do that.
Makes a little spicy.
Oh, no, you slather it in butter.
Oh,
butter.
You do that,
there's more
too.
Butter. Give me all the butter. You know where I used
maybe
to get
some honey.
It does look
cornbread
like
all the time? Boston Market.
Yeah, I think,
yeah, good luck getting on those anymore.
Those don't, Boston Market's basically not a thing. Yeah,
yeah, they're disappearing.
The Boston Markets back in the day, those were my go-to.
Right next to the Red Lobsters.
Yeah, bad luck finding a Holy Grail.
Does look like it is a Popeye chocolate chip biscuit.
Chocolate chip biscuit. Okay, that makes sense.
That does? A biscuit over a muffin? A chocolate chip muffin.
Popeye's it does, because they don't do muffins. They do biscuits.
Right, I know they do biscuits, but why would you put a freaking chocolate chip in it?
Because maybe it's delicious. I don't know.
I can't imagine.
I'd have to try it.
I can't imagine.
Again, now I'm intrigued. I'm going to have to buy Choco Tacos today and a chocolate chip muffin. Bobby hates it because he hates chocolate.
Will somebody deliver us some cornbread today?
Cornbread. So good.
That's a random request.
What about, would you take someone homemade, like skillet cornbread?
No, I don't want homemade.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I'm a commercial grade.
I'm skittish about homemade.
I know dough. I am, but I don't know if we're able but to find
think
cornbread
you're
this poisoned early.
You no think there's a market of people that want to poison us?
No,
or
but
something.
I don't know where their dirty ass hands
maybe
have been.
Very
and
small. Now all we're doing is opening the door for Kevin from Glory Days to come in here with a sheet of cornbread.
Yeah, half eaten.
With his
I don't
dirty
want
hands.
If
no,
you want a random
you
request, you're going for cornbread. I love,
well,
and I bring it up
sell
all the time.
Cornbread?
Hush puppies.
Grocery stores.
No, but what do you mean?
Grocery stores are like barbecue places would sell cornbread.
Yeah. But like what place at 7 in the morning would have cornbread?
Actually, if there's like a Harris Teeter or Giant.
Yeah, like a grocery store.
And they actually have cornbread that's
100%
already
made,
pre-made.
In the bread section.
But yeah, we
in
need
the bread
it hot, though.
We'll have to
microwave
it.
I don't know what to tell you. Right. I don't know if we can get it fresh hot out of the oven.
Maybe we send Mar out.
Good. We could do that.
Dude, you know, got a craving for cornbread.
Last week, I haven't had cornbread in forever.
We sent Drab and I went out to McDonald's and got the fish filet.
That's right.
Did the in-studio review.
Filet-O-Fish.
Filet-O-Fish.
My man, filet-O-Fish.
I mean, you call him fish filet. You're falling into JP's trap, calling him fish filet. We just can't have that.
But, dude, it was surprisingly good. I was talking to my friends about it because, like, no one, I feel like my age has tried a filet-O-Fish or fish filet.
Thank
whatever
you.
All right, yeah, I'm back
you
on track.
You guys don't, the kids don't order filet-O-Fish?
No, dude, that's what I was saying to Drab. I was like, no offense. I was like, that's like an old person thing. You know what I mean? Like, my grandfather loves them and stuff. Yeah.
Too much tartar sauce, though. Mine, I'm still picking tartar sauce out of my underneath my fingernails.
I don't think there's such a thing as too much
tartar
sauce.
Oh, there was too much. It was a lot.
I was surprised. I liked it. And I thought maybe I would order it again in the future. I'd never had one.
A filet fish?
Never was into
it. They're amazing.
Never had one either.
What are they charging for those these days? What are they, about $6 or something?
Probably.
Yeah, I think they were $6.50 a piece.
Oh, my God. What a ripple.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, we'll talk some movies. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 joins us here on The Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.